Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Look at this thing. Look at this. See this? I'm showing them my phone case. See,
dude. Yeah, I see it.
It just came off.
I don't know what's going on with these. I looked at my phone. The back's shattered. I thought that was metal.
Oh.
It looks like a spider web, the back of my phone.
You know why mine's like this? I can't decide whether I want a new phone or a new case.
Does the back of mine look like a spider web?
Oh, man.
No, okay.
First of all, I go to an AT&T store. There's another person on my phone plan. I'm paying for his or her phone at $131 a month.
That's not funny, but it's hilarious.
It's not.
But you know about this? Huh? You didn't know about this?
No.
Oh, we got to talk about this. We got a guest on. We got to talk about this. This is sounds juicy. Joining us right now, Baltimore basketball legend, former NBA player Rudy Gay. What's up, Rudy?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. You got to tell Baltimore, man. I mean, we high school legend, went to UConn, played a long time in the NBA. I've always wanted to know this. Who was your favorite teammate in the NBA?
My favorite teammate?
Yeah.
Man, you're gonna make me make some people mad, bro. I had over 1,000 teammates. I can't just.
we won't tell anybody.
One of my favorite teammates has to be probably DeMar DeRozan. That's one of my best friends. We still talk to this day.
Well, that's good. That's good. Jeremy, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
his classy guy, dude, man.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
So, Rudy, with what's going on with you now and being back in Baltimore, you know, this kind of got to be cool. I know you're giving back and doing a lot here. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Born in Brooklyn, though.
Okay.
Just saying.
That doesn't count. you know, just being back home is kind of like kind of full circle. You know, I've playing basketball. I've always kind of been gone, and I've always – you know, since I was 17 years old, and I kind of feel like I'm learning the city all over again, and it's fun. But you know, just giving back to the community, kind of give the community what I thought I was missing over the years, and you know, just doing things within the community. As far as like my gym, I have my gym in Towson. I got my gym in Towson. I have a couple of real estate deals that I do. I have a lot of things around the city that I'm a part of that I probably can't speak on, but. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to stay active, you know, keep my mind going and stay competitive. You know, when you become a professional athlete, that competitiveness never goes.
Can you talk a little bit about the program at Touchdown, your program in the city for kids?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
The program you just referred to. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in the middle of starting my program. I have a gym in Towson. It's called Pickup USA. Mm-hmm. And basically just starting a program, just trying to help kids, you know, promote them, not just basketball-wise, but mentally, you know, what it takes to be a basketball player. I think a lot of kids in the city, they think past the whole, you know, everything that goes with being an athlete. You know, they just think about basketball, and obviously with NIL, they think about the money, and it's bigger than that. It's really bigger than that, and, you know, what I need to understand is if they do things right, everything will work out for them.
Now, Rudy, I understand we're here with Rudy Gay, Baltimore basketball legend, UConn legend, former NBA player. Now, we know there's a chapter that you are about to venture into that you may not be able to quite talk about today, but I understand you have some plans coming up in the near future.
Yeah, we have. So I have some big announcements coming up. You know, I mean, I would say nationally, but you know, globally with,
yeah.
with company. But you know, it's you know, like I said, you know, this is you know, with my experience and in basketball, I feel like I got a lot to give, a lot to talk about from a different perspective, and you know, it's just going to be fun. So you know, we'll see. I mean, soon. You know, I can't give up too much, but you know, there will be a big announcement.
Now, the announcement is next week. My question is this: can we get you on the day of the announcement?
Sure. All right. I'll come back.
So, what, what date is that?
This is the 23rd.
We'll get you back on here the 23rd, and you can have that big announcement. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
Rudy, you are the man. When I see you at the tailgate.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course, no interviews there, though, man.
I won't. You know, hey, look, man, I don't
get on him.
Hey, I will not interview you there because I'm there doing the same thing you're doing.
He's so out of pocket
stuff. No, I'm the fan.
We're doing the same thing. Rudy Gay, Baltimore basketball legend. Rudy, thanks a lot, my man.
No problem.
Take Talk that. To him on the 23rd. Big announcement coming. Yeah, I can't wait for this one. Now, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Phone bill. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I just went to an AT&T store because my phone bill was very high. I sit down with this great, great kid, Yafit.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, man, that's a lot. He gets me down. He got me down below $100. So I had all this stuff on there. He gave me some discounts for, you know, over 55 and this and that. Well, why do you have this? I had a line for an iPad that didn't even have Wi-Fi. I mean, cellular service. So I'm all excited. Then I get my next bill. It's $100 and change more than the high bill. So I bring it up on my computer. There's a new phone on there that's not mine, with a number I've never had. So I go back to an AT&T, different AT&T store. And the woman's like, yeah, this clearly is not your phone. It's never been on your bill before. And you say you don't have it. I said, I don't know what this is. She goes, yeah, it's never been on your bill. I don't know. We have to take this. So I had to get that off. I'm like, how does this even happen? Like,
yeah,
and the phone I was paying for was the Phantom phone, $131 a month on its own, just for that line. I'm like, how?
Can I give you a similar story?
Mm-hmm.
So I paid the 4Runner off, and the next month I got nothing. The following month, the second month, they sent me a bill. It's paid off. So I called them, and you know, you push the buttons, you never get anybody.
Yeah.
So I emailed them. They emailed me back. I said, well, can you send us the paperwork? I send you the paperwork. It should be number one now. I'm alarmed. You should have this.
Yeah.
So I sent them the paperwork. So my next response was a week or so later. Oh, this is our error. We apologize, yada, yada. How do you make that error?
You want to hear one on the other side? I try to make my payment online on my app for my car.
Mm-hmm.
It says, we cannot accept payments because our records show this car has been paid off in full. It hasn't. It hasn't. So I tried paying a bunch of times. It wouldn't accept it. Then they charged me a late fee because I couldn't pay because their record showed it was paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to argue with them that the car is not paid off.
Take my money.
Please.
Take my money. Yeah.
Trying to pay the state. I got a ticket on one of these construction sites on the Beltway. I try to pay it. Kicks back. The citation number does not matter. Yes, it does. I've done it 5 times. Can't get anybody on the phone. Now it's in collections, I think.
Nice.
It's just like.
And some people are going to tell you, well, you know, if they don't want to take the money, I wouldn't have taken it. Nah, yeah, you better. You better do it.
You got to try. But then you try and it's frustrating. You can't get anybody on the phone and forget Social Security.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.